Hello, and hello, and welcome to God's Rainbow Ministries presents another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. I hope everybody's having a great day so far. Alrighty. Well, let's get ready for a prayer. Lord, our God, our Father in heaven and on earth, we are thankful that you have a people to whom you say you are mine, Lord. Grant that we too may belong to this people, Lord. Strengthen us in the faith that we belong to you so that we can come to know your rule and your justice, Lord. Protect us in all paths we follow during our time on earth, Lord. The times are evil, but come what may, every single one of us has a heart that is certainty. Okay, we are yours, Lord. You have long watched over us and kept us safe, Lord. Again and again we affirm, we are yours, Lord, our God, through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. All right. Yeah, let's, thank you, Richard Sniffer. Thank you very much. Okay. Let's play some music here. Was in this to come? Rose.
story of Bethlehem. Sometimes I feel responsible, but in truth I know I'm not. It's every man's faith, the choices he makes. Deep inside, we all know what is right. We keep changing the truth to fit the license we take. Sin and hope it won't reach God's eyes. Last call to those who heard the song of salvation, but turn back to their old way of life. Last call to those who gave in to frustration. boy, where in the land of Lincoln I was born. Oh, and I recall we rode the combines in the fall, and there comes a time for gathering the harvest after all. When you lay me down to die, I miss my boy, I miss my girl. Lay me down and let me say goodbye to this world. You can lay me anywhere, oh, but just remember this. When you lay me down to die, you lay me down to live.
Hope you enjoyed the praise and worship music for the service. Amen. All right. Well, let's get into the message. The omnipresence of God. Living an unveiled lifestyle is the way in which we experience the fullness of what's available to us in a restored relationship with God. It's a powerful lifestyle of faith, direct encounters with our Heavenly Father, and the life transformation. It's when we live our lives in light of the perfect sacrifice of Jesus that we begin to experience all His death was purposed to bring us. So God longs for His children to walk in intimacy with Him, directly connected to the wellspring of love for us. So may you experience a more tangible, loving, and powerful connection with your Heavenly Father this week. The presence of our God is everywhere. He moves, lives, breathes, and works all around us. Psalms 84, chapter 84, verse 3 declares the extensiveness of our Heavenly Father's presence in saying, even the sparrow finds a home and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at her altars. Psalm 94 proclaims that even birds of the air find their home before the altars of the Almighty, the living God. Even birds of the air come before God's presence as they lay their young in the canopy. The psalm begs the question, if birds come before the Creator while simply existing here on earth, how much more available is the presence of our Heavenly Father to us his children. How much, Father, does his hand reach to us who are now covered by the powerful sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ? There is nowhere we can run to and escape God's reach. David writes in Psalm chapter 139, verses 7 to 12, "Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you, the night is bright as day. For darkness is as light with you. The God of all comfort, of all mercy, all forgiveness, and all the love surrounds you right now. As a child of God, His Spirit now dwells within you." Prior to Jesus' death, God's people did not have constant access to the fullness of His presence. The nature of His holiness and our sin created an insurmountable crevice between us and Him. But through Jesus' death, we now have the access to God's nearness anytime, any place. The veil between God and us has been torn, and we can now live our lives constantly experiencing the manifest presence of our Heavenly Father. So where do you need God's presence to fill you today? Where do you need comfort, peace, or patience? Where do you need to be loved, held, liked, or wanted? Your Heavenly Father is waiting to run out and meet you as the Father did with the prodigal son. He's waiting to throw you a party where you are His guest of honor. He loves you, likes you, wants you, and now He has you. There is no better experience in life than connecting directly with your Heavenly Father. May you open your heart and experience all that He longs to pour out over you today as you spend time encountering Him in prayer. So meditate on the omnipresence of God. Renew your mind to the availability of His tangible presence. Now ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His presence around you. Ask Him to show you His face. Ask Him how He feels about you and what He wants to do in and around and through you today. Open your heart and mind to Him. Tear down any walls you have built up between you and Him. Rest in the glorious presence of your Heavenly Father. Take time to allow His presence to go deeper and deeper. Ask Him to make you increasingly aware of His goodness and nearness. Psalms 84, verses 1 through 4. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy for the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home and a swallow nest for herself, where she may lay her young, and at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house and ever singing your praise. We are created for direct connection with our Heavenly Father. Experiencing Him is meant to be our lifeblood. Walking and talking with Him is the absolute most important part of life. From this type of relationship with God comes purpose, ability, grace, and love for others. This connection is what fuels us to live life more here, fulfilled, satisfied, empowered, and open to the Holy Spirit's guidance. Fight for your relationship with God above all else. Let nothing come before time spent with your Heavenly Father and experiencing His goodness. May you live, breathe, move, and work in the presence of God today. I highly suggest that you read Psalm 84. It will bring this devotional more into light. Amen. Now this brings us to the most important question. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, you will get a moment. You will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you: are you tired of living your life not knowing where to go and on this path of this long and dusty road? Okay, are you lack a purpose in life and you need some? Are you suffering from depression or anxiety? Or maybe something such and more worse as an addiction to alcohol? Of your drugs, sexual morality, gambling, overeating, whatever the problem may be, the Lord can take it away. But in order for Him to do so, He has to know you. If He doesn't know you, He can't do anything for you. So the question is, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior tonight? If so, simply say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. So thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the gift of the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at What God's Rainbow Ministry welcome you to the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said that prayer, we would like you to call in at area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. And press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you come on live, and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Because right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all the angels, and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. So can you let us rejoice with them? Amen. Alrighty. Okay. Okay. Let's see. Let's take some phone calls here. 111. Okay, 111. Okay, 269.
Hello, Pastor Ken.
Yes, how you doing? Who do I have?
This is Enrico, not Enrico, but Rico. My name is Rico. I don't want to give up my last name, but I am a janitor at the Northwest Crossing Elementary School. And I do have to ask you, please stop coming to the Northwest Crossing Elementary School and jacking off on our closed-in slides. I have to clean it up every time. And the children touch it, and it's very disgusting. And I will.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. He's lying right there. Okay. Nobody with that type of number can live around here. Okay. He looked up the schools. Okay, that are around where I live. Okay, so the heck with him. Okay, let's see. 111.
Good evening, Dr. Fishman. This is Dr. Peter Paul Ventura from Imperial Beach, California, now in Terryville, Connecticut. How are you doing, my brother?
All right, how are you doing?
I am blessed, and I am sure you are blessed as well. Am I wrong in saying that?
No, you're right.
What's this ungodly talk about feces and that this gentleman's trying to bring forward?
I don't know. It's craziness.
Well, there must be a full moon tonight. Would you agree?
I know there was one last night.
Well, maybe it's the effects of last night's moon.
Could be.
Dr. Fishman, so I've been away, and I've missed a lot of I haven't been able to call in. What were your last couple of shows about?
Matter of fact, I haven't had any shows since Friday. I wasn't feeling too well. I decided to rest up and get myself feeling better for the week ahead.
Okay, I thought you were honoring the holiday Ashura.
No, I just took the time off, okay, because I was not feeling well.
Do you celebrate Ashura?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you know what it is?
Yes, I've heard of it.
Okay. I'm not too familiar with it. Can you explain to me what it is?
It's just a Jewish holiday. Okay. Okay, it's one of those holidays, okay, that they celebrate.
Are you, Dr. Fishman? I was under the impression that you were you yourself were had are a rabbi, sir.
I don't make claims to that anymore. Okay, I'm simply a pastor.
Oh, okay. I thought you were a certified rabbi, but I understand. We can't be expected to know the holidays of all the religions. There's too many of them, but I know my religion. That suffices. I was calling also. I wanted to ask you. In previous shows, there was a talk about lost pets and the raccoon everybody kept bringing up. Now, did he ever make it home safe, or what's the deal with that?
Supposedly, I heard his raccoon died.
That's very unfortunate. So, at the end of the day, whose raccoon died? My understanding is that Dr. Grover, Douglas, or Dougie, and yourself each had a pet raccoon. Is that true?
No. I never had a pet raccoon.
Well, okay. Now, are raccoons common in the San Antonio area?
No, not that I really know of.
Okay, I thought they were dumpster divers and were common in several places, but I'm not too familiar with that. I hope that's not true. I hope I am an animal lover myself, and I hope the pet raccoon is not dead and that he made it home safe to either to wherever it needed to be, whether it's Dr. Grover or Douglas. I hope it's a safe return because, like I've mentioned before, raccoons' lives matter to me, and they should matter to everyone as well. Do you agree with this, Dr. Fishman?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Do you have any? Do you have any more callers, Dr. Fishman?
Yeah. Yes, I do. I have several. Actually, okay. Let me get to them. Okay, let's take 111.
Hey, Kenny. How are you? It's Randy.
Hey, Randy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah. Dr. Ventura, it's nice to speak to you.
Good evening, Dr. Randy.
Hi.
I've been away for a while, but I've been hearing some really messed up stuff about what's been going on with the raccoons, and people are just posting a lot of crazy stuff in the chat, Kenny.
Yeah,
I haven't
I
listened for months. I've been gone. You know, I've been working, and I was hoping that maybe. Hold on 1 second. I have somebody texting me or messaging me privately, and he put, the homeless man's raccoon was found covered, oh my God, in feces and male semen. Who the fuck is, who's sending me? Jared McGillis, you know what? This isn't true, right, Kenny? I mean, this is, you better stop that shit, Turd McGillicuddy. You can't just put that shit in the chat room. Jesus Christ, I'm sorry, but Kenny, why is he posting all this crap in the chat room? None of this is true, right, Ken?
No, none of it's true, okay? Okay, it's what Glover said on Tony Gaga's show the other night, okay?
Oh, because Grover said it was covered with Ken's poop and Tony Furtado's semen.
Tony
McGillicuddy, stop putting those things in the goddamn in the chat rooms. Just stop. I'm so sorry, Kenny. I don't know why Grover is a veteran like Ken. That's what he put on there. Well, that's good. That's good though. But why would that's not true that you'd kill a veteran's raccoon, right?
Right.
Okay. Good. One other thing. Is it true that you're having like a get together here at your place here soon? Because I haven't been around for a while. I'd love to. It's called the R-Dash Anal Bash. That's weird. That's not true, right, Ken?
No, that's not true.
Okay. All right. Hey, Ken, is there any other phone callers? I don't want to take up
too
much time.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, there is. There's another 111 caller, and then there's an 814 caller. It looks like
right.
It might be.
What's that?
Looks like Doug is calling.
Oh, Doug. Doug the Pug.
Okay, let's take the 111 caller first.
Hello, Dr. Pastor Kenneth Fishman. My name is David Ramirez, and I work for the San Antonio Police Department. I'm a detective, but I'm just calling off time because I don't know the validity of this information. But recently we've been getting a decent amount of calls from individuals who say that you masturbated onto the enclosed slides at Northwest Elementary School. Is this true?
Oh, my God. No,
it's not true. Okay,
sir,
goodbye.
I know Ken and Ken wouldn't do that stuff. Oh, my God. Not again. I thought by not listening for a while, it would kind of just blow over, but now it seems as if... Hey, Kurt McGillicuddy, don't put that. He said Ken jacked off on the slides at a local elementary school. He posted that on the chat, Ken.
Yeah, I know. Okay, I did not. Okay, so that's okay. All right.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I believe you, Ken. We're buddies. I know.
Get 814, which is Doug. Hey, Doug. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Uh-oh.
I'm all right. Same old shit as the day.
Yes,
right
here. Yep, you're right. Same shit, different day. Yep,
if you would stop cursing, please.
Is that Dr. Fauci?
Are you drunk? Are you drunk again, Doug?
No, I don't drink anymore.
Sure. Yeah, sounds like it.
I'm back from the... You know, Douglas, I was talking to your daughter, and, you know, she confirmed that you did stop drinking for 2 days and got back on it. But with our help, we will do an intervention. Speaking of intervening, it was really good intervening with her the other day, and I approved of her of the message that she gave, and she screamed and asked for God's help several times while I was endorsing her, if you will, and I approve of her message.
Well, that's kind of
that was very funny.
Screaming out,
very funny.
Were you penetrating her with the love of God? Kind of. How was this working? How were you doing this, Dr. Ventura?
Well, I have a, you know, I did my time for several of the crimes that I committed or performed. Back then, mm-hmm. it wasn't as penalized
as it is now.
How many
times are we going to hear about this?
Hey,
huh?
Doug, if you
how many times? How many
the
times?
Thing about,
we're going to hear about your
daughter,
crime. Huh?
Is that she actually loves to role play, so she enjoys me putting a knife to her neck and stretching my penis in her, and it's a beautiful thing.
Blah blah.
Kenny, I wanted
say
to have
something
a
new.
He just keeps talking over
say
it.
Say something
Kenny.
New.
But I'm really in excited time. About dating your daughter. Douglas, I'm very excited. She is one good piece of ass or anus or whatever you want.
Oh, thank you very much.
Rectum.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you.
Doug, how long has it been since you've had a
drink? I guess my daughters are pretty good.
Yeah, Doug, how long has it been since you've had a drink?
About 3 minutes ago.
Oh.
But,
well,
yeah,
good.
It was beer.
Hey,
beer.
Can, would it be
I don't
cool
drink
to,
the hardcore shit
Ventura,
no more.
Shut up, Doug. Dr. Ventura,
no, you
would
shut
you
up.
Mind
shut
providing
up.
Me
shut
the
up.
Information
shut
to
up.
His daughter?
Shut up.
I'm sorry.
Shut up.
Yeah, Dr. Ventura, would you mind providing me the information to his daughter?
Yeah, I like
yes,
to hear Dr. Ventura, but...
I will not give it on the air, Douglas. This is exclusive.
Why not?
This is exclusive.
Go ahead,
oh,
give
well,
it out.
Would you mind messaging it to me, just if you don't mind?
Oh, not at all. I mean, there's enough love.
Shoot him a message.
Out.
Shoot him a message.
Awesome.
On the Discord.
Okay, here we go. Gotcha. Okay, so, awesome. I got it. Thank you. Whoa, okay.
Amen.
Awkwardly enough, she was able to describe your penis, Douglas, which I'm not too comfortable with.
Oh, no. Doug.
I'd like to hear that description.
Doug, are you diddling your kids sir? Again? Oh, my God. This is horrible.
God, this is horrible.
Kenny, are there any other phone calls?
Yeah, I've got a couple of 111. Okay. Let's pick up some 111 callers. Hello, 111, you're on here.
Hey, Kenny, how are you doing? Doug, you're a one
Hi,
sick okay. son of a bitch.
Hey, Beaufort. Out of the goats.
Doug, you should be fucking ashamed of yourself.
Hey, Beaufort, how's
and no
it going?
No wonder why your daughter won't absolutely nothing to do with you, because you're a piece of shit diddler.
Amen. Amen.
I hope
Amen.
You're rotten hell.
Amen.
That's,
Amen.
That's my hope. I hope you're rotten hell.
Amen. Amen.
We just said that, yeah.
Yeah, it's me. I said amen.
Mm-hmm. Kenny, is there any other callers on
now
the
line? No, I'm hitting on some weed. California
yeah, there's
weed.
Another 111 caller.
Oh, sorry.
Amen, bring him on.
Amen.
111, you're on here.
Doug left his wallet at Ken's house on R-. He figured it out when he went to buy beer and didn't have any cash. He was very drunk when he left Kenny's and high on hash. Doug also had sex with Banjo, and now he has a rash. Doug prefers animals instead of real gash. Unfortunately, Doug drove drunk, and now he has whiplash. Ken sure does know how to throw a party. What a bash. Doug was once arrested for opening his trench coat and giving kids a flash. This has been Douglas Sidney Hoffa Kossoff Poetic Update.
Oh, wow, that's great.
That was great. You were one son of a bitch.
That was funny. Wow.
Great.
Bofart, you are the king of funny, Bofart.
The king of funny, Bofart. Doug, are you 5 years old, man? Because that's something a 5-year-old would say. You just have the intelligence of a 5-year-old, or what? Like, what's going on here? Bofart? I mean, are you 5 years old? What the fuck's your problem?
Nothing, Bofart.
Apparently, you fried your fucking brain.
I what? Fried
apparently
my brain?
You fried your brain. Doug, what are you sipping on tonight?
Beer. I drank some beer. I told you.
Okay.
But I quit the hard liquor. Remember when I used to be really crazy? Huh?
You're slurring like a motherfucker.
I used to fucking slam vodka.
Hey, Kenny,
get insane.
On the message board here in the chat room, it says,
you're just a crybaby.
All
you do is cry like little crybabies.
Come out of the closet.
You little girl crybabies.
Stick in your butt.
What?
Doug, we need you to calm down, Doug. We're going to have an intervention. Dr. Ventura.
I'm totally calm.
Higgins. On him.
Right now, Douglas is going to go into his tirade, if you will, and he's going to do the he's going to tell people to shut up constantly and repeat himself. And
shut up.
Thank you for the plan.
You gave me the plan.
What else is he going to do?
Okay, after that,
serious question here. How many beers have you drank today?
Usually I like to listen to Dr. Peter. He's a Dr. Peter Pillar. He's a very convincing jive turkey.
Okay.
And I love to hear it. Amen.
Obviously, you're incoherent. I'll state the question.
I'll hand it to you,
Dr.
Peter.
How many beers have you had today? It's a simple question.
Okay. Would you like the truth?
Yes.
Wait a minute. I'm going to take a hit right now.
Doug, your name is Adam?
No, my name's Polly. Anyway, that doesn't matter.
Is it true that you were showing your child your ding-dong? That's not true, is it? I mean, that's not something to joke about.
Where are you been at, Josh?
I know that you're trying to, you don't want to answer the question, but I mean, that's
where
are
you
just
been,
joking.
Josh?
Just, like,
you're not answering the question.
You, right?
Doug,
I mean, are they
are
telling
you?
Mommy, I got a cry like a baby.
Joshua Hickey?
Who?
You are a fucking retard, then. You are a fucking retard.
Well, he believes that I am Joshua Higgins resurrected.
I didn't say that.
But he also thinks it's okay to show his own child his ding-dong. So, you know.
Okay. So now I know you are.
814-592-0084.
Yeah, call me up. Come on.
Whose number is that? I wonder.
You know, it's my number.
Whose number is it, I wonder?
You know how many people have called me?
Number.
At least 10,000. And you know what I do?
What's that? Tell me more. Answer me. Tell me.
You wish you knew.
Go. I just told you to answer me. Go ahead. Answer.
There we go.
What?
Doug, how bad does it feel knowing
that your daughter has
absolutely nothing
to do with you? I didn't pass out. I'll talk to you all night long, you fucking retarded motherfucker.
Okay, we'll answer one fucking question later.
Sorry. Okay, Ken, kick me off.
Answer one fucking question that you're asked.
Oh, which question?
The question, how many beers have you drank today, you fucking alcoholic?
100.
That's the
question. 100.
Okay. But apparently, you're too mentally retarded to be able to count.
What?
And that's
can't
no
understand.
Fucking surprise. Doug the fucking diddler. Go fuck yourself.
I'm not a diddler.
That
okay?
I can't believe
you
that Doug
fucking
did that.
Piece
that
of shit.
That's not what your kids say, Doug.
Okay.
That's why they won't. That's why they want absolutely nothing to do with you. Because you're a fucking sicko.
How old are my kids? How old are my kids?
You're a pervert.
They're in their 20s now,
my
kids?
Well,
how old?
For the fifth fucking time.
20. Let's talk a little bit slower. We are dealing with Douglas, and we have to remind ourselves that he does suffer from a mental retardation. The main symptom is difficulty thinking and understanding. Life skills that can be impacted include certain conceptual, social, and practical skills. That's why he insists on talking over people and repeating what he does. He has hyperactivity, impulsive. He's very impulsive and restlessness, and he also has difficulty thinking and understanding. So I'm going to ask us all that we be very patient with Douglas. Mental retardation is nothing to laugh about, and we have to educate ourselves.
We have to educate ourselves,
and we have to be aware.
Thank
Doug,
you.
I got another caller.
Here, let me bring him on, or her. 111.
Amen.
111,
Hello, this is Mississippi Mike. How are you, Ken?
Hey, Mississippi Mike, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing good, but what is this wackadoo nonsense that's going on the show right now? I thought this was a godly show, and I'm hearing a lot of F words being dropped.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why.
F-bombs. You don't like F-bombs?
I'd like to say a quick prayer for Doug.
It's called Fuck You Bomb. Fuck You Bomb.
Lord,
Kenny.
F-bomb.
Now.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, this is my prayer. Shut up. Lord, I pray that my friend Doug here can have a successful intervention.
I pray you go fuck yourself, motherfucker. Hello.
Can
hey,
Mary,
Jesus.
Can
you hear me? Can anybody hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Anyone can hear me? Can you hear me, anybody? F-bomb Central.
Interrupting the words of God. Let me come down upon you, lest I lay my head.
Who's taking this shit? All I can hear is shit. Who is doing that? Oh, my God.
Kenny,
is it
Doug's
friggin'
not being respectful of the other callers. Please
I'm
him.
Sorry.
He's trying to say a prayer. Kenny, stop being a douchebag and let him
my mind. Lord?
Doug, you need to calm down a little bit, buddy. Okay?
Thank you, Pastor
Wait,
Ken.
He needs
now
to shut the fuck up. What he needs to do.
Lord, I pray for my friend Doug. He seems to be very guilted today, upset, and it seems as if God is not with
him. Thank you very much.
For quite some time. I
Amen.
His alcohol addiction, and I pray that someday his daughters forgive him for the sins which he has pressed upon them. Lord, I pray that Doug stops cursing and using the Lord's name in vain. Amen.
That
Amen.
Son of a bitch, motherfucker.
Hey,
God
hey,
damn
Doug.
It.
Doug, stop cussing. You don't need to cuss.
Yeah, Doug, just calm down, Doug. We're good.
I have children listening. They're trying to get the word of God, and this Doug man is just cursing up a storm. It is ungodly of him, and I pray that he's rid of it.
Amen. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Doug. This is the first step to recovery. Someday, you'll be a much better man if you listen to Dr. Peter Paul Ventura and the others who have taken stake in you.
Amen.
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 So, Kenny, can I ask you a question? Would you mind if
Amen.
I ask you a question?
Amen. Thank you.
Yeah, go
Kenny,
ahead, Randy.
Are you there?
Except for Randy.
So, what can we do? What do we do with an individual that has been suffering from mental illness and has been, how do you say, molesting his children? What
was Randy Anderson? What's his name?
He's
a poor Jewish man that wanders around.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm trying to speak to you. Maybe Doug to say
he wanders around in the trench coat at night, just wandering around trying to.
Hello, Kenny. Are you just going to stay quiet? Is that what's happening, Kenny? I'm asking you a question.
I'm trying to hear your question. Okay.
Well, why don't you mute retarded Doug real quick, and I can ask you the question again, and then you can give me your advice.
I'm sorry.
Do you mind? Do you mind?
I'm sorry.
I'll ask the question again, Kenny. We have a mutual friend who was convicted of flashing his penis to not only his own children, but the kids in the neighborhood. What do we do to help him with his sickness? Like, can we pray for him? Do you think the love of God would help cure him of his deviant ways?
You take a baseball bat and beat the fuck out
Kenny,
of him.
I can't hear you. He's talking over you.
Baseball bat.
Kenny.
Bitch.
Well, you know.
Hey, fuck you. Come on. Nobody should mess with any kids.
If you don't
say
saying the F word, I mean, come on now.
Are you condone hurting kids? Huh? You condone hurting kids? Huh? You like people hurting kids? Huh?
Okay. You're doing anything with kids, Doug. Okay? So.
That's what he said.
Yeah, I
Damn
know.
It.
We know it's not
no,
true.
No, Kenny,
that,
I didn't
he
say.
He said that,
name.
Ken.
Totally true, Ken.
You don't hurt kids. Damn
I never
it.
Said a name, Kenny.
Nothing's funny about that.
Kenny, Doug, can I speak to you
Kenny,
directly, please?
Kenny, pick up DC2's call, please. He's in the queue.
Okay, I'll see if I can find him. Okay.
Shalom, Kenny.
Shalom.
Kenny, I'm hearing a lot of really bad language on the show tonight from one of the callers. Could we try to keep it godly tonight, or is this an off night with the Lord?
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it godly, but, you know, unfortunately, this is some cussing. Okay.
Well, you're not controlling it, Kenny.
Kenny, may I ask Dr. Peter Paul a question? Peter Paul, do you think that Douglas's anger tonight is because of the fact that he hasn't had his medication?
Well, good evening, Dr. Cornelius. The effects of Doug's anger today is he has realized that he is a sinner, and he has realized everything he's done incorrectly. Aside from not
Amen.
Taking his medication, he
Amen.
Is aware of the sins he's committed. Now, even though he is against touching and following little children now, he has done it before. He has a history of it. He confessed that to me, and that's what the first intervention was about. Now, Douglas has a record. He is registered, as am I. We have talked in the meetings And he liked him a little bit younger than I did. I always preferred teenagers, where he went after, he was a Boy Scout leader, and he went after anything 12 and under. That's what Douglas was, that's what his fetish was. So, now what he did, he used to say, he used to call it the uncle trick, and he would sit his nephews or his kids on his lap and say, look, I'm putting my finger in your anus. And then he said, oh, that, and the kids didn't know any better. And what he would do is then he'd put his pants down and say, look, my hands are up in the air and I still have my finger in your anus, but it was actually his penis. And it was, he would say, ta-da, as if it was a magician, if he was doing a magic trick. And the kids were actually impressed. They didn't know any better at the time. But come to find out that several years later, they realized that, wait a minute, this whole time, Uncle Douglas had his penis in the rectum. So he has asked for forgiveness for several of his kids and nephews and neighbors and Boy Scouts, and some have forgiven him. But right now his anger is I want to say it's focused on the people that have not replied and responded to him, and lack of medication. And I hope I answered your question. This is Dr. Peter Paul Ventura, and I approve of my message.
That was a very thorough answer. Thank you. Thank you, DTV. That was wonderful. Thank you for that explanation, brother. Appreciate that. It makes sense.
Oh, my God. Are you okay, brother?
I'm crying. It's very upsetting. Doug is a sick individual.
Doug, that was the most disgusting thing I think I've ever heard a person do. You made a son of a boy cry.
Oh, I started welling up when he said ta-da. When he said ta-da.
Hello.
Where is Doug now? Kenny, did you mute Doug?
Can he stand for these sins?
No, I don't know. Maybe he dropped.
Oh,
Doug, did he drop?
Lord. Uncle Doug and his magic tricks will forever go down in infamy.
True.
I would like to say a quick prayer for the children Doug has impacted. That is okay.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Lord, I pray that these children find forgiveness in the arms of the Lord for this terrible magic trick which has been impressed upon them. Lord, please pray. I pray for Doug, too. Amen. Amen.
Kenny, will you say a prayer
Amen.
For Doug? Kenny, say a prayer for Douglas, please. He needs the Lord.
He needs a prayer. I don't think he needs a prayer. He hasn't done anything. He's
cussing
tonight.
He hasn't done anything. Kenny, did you just listen
to
what he's cussing
tonight? Yeah, I grant you he has cussed.
Kenny,
he's
hammered, man. Say a prayer for Doug.
He's not only
falling off the wagon again.
Yeah, he's not only impacting children's lives, but he's impacting their rectums. You know, so
Kenny,
you have to...
Kenny, come on, man. You ain't down with child molesters, are you, Kenny?
No, he ain't child molesters.
Okay, well, Kenny, if that's a fact, then say a prayer for Doug, then.
Kenny, are you a real pastor? Can you actually say a real prayer? I mean, what's going on with you, man?
I think he's Googling it right now. Give him time, guys. Give him time. Go ahead and Google it.
Can you please say a prayer for the victims of that Doug has preyed upon? Please. That's the least you can do.
He hasn't preyed upon anybody as far as I know.
When I did my crime, I would get really offended when someone would bring up my heinous crimes. But it was through the Lord and prayer and accepting what I did that I stopped being offended and start accepting my mistakes. Now, right now, the transition that Douglas is going to is still denial, so he needs prayer. Right now, he's going to get offended every time we bring this up. And we can heal him through prayer. I think that
amen.
That we should adhere to the callers and we should say a prayer for the victims and for Douglas's road to recuperation. So, Dr. Fishman, I would I'd like to invite you for you to on your show, God's Rainbow Ministries, to please say a prayer for those impacted through child molestation. And you don't have to use Douglas's name. You can call him, Mr. X, and call the victims bees or whatever you want to call them.
Bees and G's.
Yes, or call Douglas B and the children J's, B and J, BJ's. That'd be a something.
Oh, that's real.
Kenny, how can you laugh about that, Kenny? What's so
Kenny
funny?
Kenny thinks everything's
funny. Nothing, because he knows this is not true.
Kenny, there's nothing funny about child molestation.
Doug does not do that, okay?
Kenny.
Well, I don't know why you
Kenny.
Guys... Okay, so hard on Doug.
Kenny.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, he
drinks
a little beer here and there. Okay?
Oh, no.
Kenny.
Dr. Peter Paul Ventura has spent hundreds of hours counseling Doug. He knows as well as anybody. And he asked you to pray for him.
Dr. Peter Paul, I'd like for you to explain to Kenneth why denial is the first stage of coming to a truth.
Well, the first thing we have to remember is that the mental retardation, that the intellectual disability that Douglas has, it was once called mental retardation. It's characterized by a below average intelligence or mental ability and lack of skills necessary for day-to-day living. People with intellectual disabilities can and do learn new skills, but they learn them very slowly. They vary in degrees of intellectual disabilities from mild to profound, but in Douglas's case, it is a profound disability. Now, he learned how to learn children, and that he learned very fast. Now, to get him away from it, it was very difficult. Now, I have counseled him and him and his daughters, because they were impacted by this as well. And they required a different kind of counseling. Doug has expressed to me when he's sober that he repents. Now, it took several years. It took almost 40 years for him to repent, because he does have a track record. So his pedophile ways are he left a lot of he left a lot of betrayals. He had a lot of people under duress. So we have to pray for him. It's important through prayer. He will heal through prayer, but if we don't take him seriously, then he's not going to get cured. But I will let
thank you, Dr. Peter.
You're welcome, Douglas. And
Doug,
you're
back. God bless you. And especially God bless those children you molested.
Well, I don't molest children, so sorry.
Why you lying?
Why are you
laughing? Douglas, why do you lie? Thin the lie.
Hey, we got
don't molest children.
Callers here, okay? Area code 228. You're on the air.
Hello, is this Ken Fishman? This is Paul Brown, criminal defense attorney out of Alamo Heights.
Yeah, right.
No, yes, absolutely, sir. Is this Ken Fishman of R-Dash Lane? Because if so, I do have contact within the San Antonio Police Department. They
hey,
will
this
charging
is Doug Mills.
With
private fucking investigation, bitch. You're fucked now.
Not a prank.
You're fucked.
At all.
You hear me?
Paul Brown.
You hear me?
Stop
cursing on also contacted
blah, 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 blah. Hang up now.
Children in Uganda.
Asshole.
Is this true or false? If so, I would like to help you.
Sorry, asshole.
What are you talking about?